I'm saying, but I know a couple guys, yeah, it will have that friend, yeah, who don't be like saying anything like at the motive, but always ends up in cheeks.
Hey, be like that. Them, they're smart niggas.
Sometimes I be saying too much, just talking myself out of pussy.
You do yourself out, that's what I mean. Like,
what you do is talking to yourself out of pussy.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of, isn't that your brand?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, but I feel like it works for you, man. I feel like it works for you.
Does it, nigga?
Does it get so much sheets? Because women like that mysterious nigga.
Yeah.
Justin LA boy.
Come on, man.
The UK Justin LA boy.
That's a bit sus, though.
Chino, don't even start laughing about anything on Twitter.
It wasn't even me that said anything.
He's deflecting you anyway.
Do you know what I mean?
You out here oiling yourself up for videos, huh?
Yeah. I told you.
Okay, what were you thinking when you posted that, bruv? Because you was wilding, bruv.
You lot are nuts, bruv.
I posted it to all sweaty, bruv. Look like finger rings, bruv. Look like finger rings and baby boy, bruv. Nah, you was wilding for that.
Why did you do that, though?
I think I was doing satin, so I wasn't even on the TL. I was doing satin, yeah. So I jumped on the TL. Oh, I see Chino getting cooked. Tweet the deleter. Oh, I mean, oh. I missed the Chino cooking sesh.
The thing is, I saw it. I don't think I even quoted to it. I think I just tweeted randomly like, no way Chino oiled his chest.
The thing is,
he oiled his whole body.
The agenda was so nuts. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It wasn't even true.
What do you mean agenda? My nigga, we all saw it.
Your body was wet.
It was.
How was it wet?
I was sweating. I was literally just come back from gym.
Why you put a video of you sweating,
bro? Why did you post that?
Why you put it on for the private story for the big
camera? I don't give a shit. We don't want to see your progress pics. I ain't trying to hear that.
This nigga think he Tay Diggs.
I learned a lot of things from that. Sometimes you gotta get a hit to learn.
Wait, you made that mistake twice.
No, it wasn't twice. Niggas brought us something from a top. I don't even remember. But it was about eight years ago.
It was about 4 years ago when he posted up on Blitter.
I didn't say nothing. No, but I posted a picture of him just flexing.
I've changed.
You playing that?
I've changed.
What's going on with you?
I've changed, bro.
You're just a mad horny guy, bro.
I'm not even.
I can't lie, you're a bare horny.
Yeah. I'm bare calm.
You're the most silent, horniest nigga ever. You're just in a corner, just bashing off somewhere.
I see the corner beating off, bro.
What kind of thing is this? Yeah, I come on. Do you know what? Oh, yeah, I see my niggas today.
No, but...
And I'm getting cooked.
You're getting cooked with me, man.
It's an interventionist. It's not with love, isn't
it? And in the group chat earlier, when we was like, are we recording? And he was like, who's exchanging sex tapes?
Yeah, what were you playing?
It's not even sacred no more.
Nothing.
Because I'm telling, bro.
Police.
You the cats in DC.
You the cats in DC. I'm sleeping on them cats in DC.
Yeah.
Chino.
Yeah, say less. I'll take this one.
Speaking of, we finally got Moody to fucking watch Paid in Full.
Swear down. You hadn't watched it before?
He'd never seen it.
Moody being Moody and how inserted he is in the community, I thought he would have.
Like, he said he's watched 5 movies in his whole life.
Yeah, he doesn't watch movies. So he got attention span for it.
I'm more like that. No, with series, sorry.
I'll Pay the Fool. Me and Adam we just quote tweet. We just quote the same quotes.
Quoted the whole film.
And that film was quoted and mentioned as well.
Sorry?
Green Street.
What a fucking film.
What a movie.
What a fucking film.
And you seen Green Street?
No, everyone's seen Green Street.
No, we all seen, but we watched it, innit?
What a fucking film.
Green Street is... Of course, I've seen Green Street like 20 times.
Cult classic.
What a fucking film.
B. Dunham.
What a fucking
major.
Rest in peace, Pete Dunham.
Rest in peace, Pete. Pete's world for real.
There's a few movies where you just know quote for quote.
Bro, Green Street, Paid in Full. What else do I know quote for quote?
Those are the two I know for quote for quote. The Departed, I know quote for quote.
I might know.
You know Four Brothers quote for quote.
Yeah. What a fucking film.
That's a fucking film.
Mark Wahlberg getting that N word off.
Yeah. You were so comfortable saying it, bro.
Yeah, man. He said it.
A little bit too comfortable.
Cut. That was good. A bit too good. Can we just rewind that?
I said he's method acting.
I had to get in my role. So you said it in real life.
But you do know Mark Wahlberg. He's got them racism cases as well.
Listen. After The Departed came out,
you see, I'm so blind.
It's like when it's like I always say in it. I heard Havana, by Camila Cabello for the first time, innit? Mm-hmm. And then a week later, they tried to get her on racism charges. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know.
I said,
have you heard Havana? I said, look, man.
Fair play.
I said, look, man.
You know the ones, where, like, like a mum has a son who's an absolute demon in the streets. He's dipping everyone, rubbing up.
Shoot niggas.
Not my son.
Not my son.
He's an angel. He's at church every Sunday.
That nigga's terrible.
But she don't know he's a church with the burner, bro. Locked and loaded, bro.
Praise the worship, and he's just moving.
Auntie don't know that.
Oh, auntie, you're raising a serial killer. What's going on?
Not my Jimmy.
Yes, your Jimmy, bro. Man.
That's exactly him.
J9. We call him J9.
J9, bro.
Killing me, man.
What's it? A lot has happened since we last recorded.
That episode.
That episode was the ages still.
That rain episode. I've never been so frightened. I'm still hungover.
I never drink rain for again, bro. I drank it obviously in Manchester and I got fucked up again. I hate that drink.
Should we talk about Gina?
I'm gonna re-challenge because I did that terribly. I did that absolutely terribly. I'm gonna re-challenge.
Everyone saw Gino drinking like a madman on the thing. You know he puked on the train after, bro.
Why'd you blow him up? I wasn't even gonna. Why'd you blow him up?
Go, we're getting on to him. You shouldn't have been late, bro.
Fair enough.
You shouldn't have been late.
Nah, all I.
That was a bit bad, though.
Yeah, I said, bro. Don't order food. You're wilding.
Yeah. The guy was sucking them wings.
No, man.
The way you were putting them wings back was bonkers.
I sit here today and say nobody told me not to eat. I sit here and say
that never happened. Say we're lying, but
the lie. I didn't say don't eat.
What did I say?
We were legit. I remember like it was yesterday.
Let me land.
We were legit walking through Tesco, and you were like, "Oh, you were no. Let me even forget all that. We were leaving here, and I was like, on the man, I'm trying to go Nando's. Alex had to spin out, and Luda was like, "Nah, I'm flying to my cousins, innit? Like, I ain't got time, innit?"
Cool.
And then you were like, "Oh, I'm gonna go get wings, innit? I wanna go get the hot wings from Tesco."
Yeah.
Luda's like, "Nah, don't do that." From when we were in here,
bro.
Then we went Tesco. Let me finish. We went Tesco. As you were walking towards the aisle, Luda said, "Don't do that." Then you went a bit, even when you had them in your hand and you already paid for them, Luda said, "Don't do that."
Nah.
And you sat there at that stump outside the studio there, that little thing there. Sucking them back.
Hoeing, you putting them out, it's coming out bold. I could chill out now. Like, obviously, your belly's full, you drank a lot, chill out.
Yeah.
She knows, like, was that me?
The guy started, the Brit's puking all over himself and above. Okay, imagine, I was so burst,
I wasn't puking all over myself.
You were, really?
I definitely wasn't.
Well, I remember. You were puking all over yourself.
I definitely know what happened.
So, tell you from my perspective, I fell asleep in it. Yeah, on the train, I was so burst. I fell asleep in it,
Bro, who's falling over in the studio? Who's finished?
I fell asleep, I woke up in it, and I see Luda.
I don't know how you drove, bro. You are for that, big bro.
The feds listening.
I literally woke up and looked to my left. I see Luda looking at me, like, looking all shy, the way he always does.
Yeah.
He's shaking his head now, isn't it? I see Chino here, like, coughing up.
I didn't throw up on myself. It was on the floor.
Yeah, it was on your arm. Don't lie.
It wasn't.
Amigo, don't lie.
On the floor.
Hey, bro, how did it end up on your hand if you did this?
It wasn't in my a little bit went in my hand, but it wasn't on my arm.
It wasn't a lot, but it was on your arm.
Have you guys seen a video of Mark's friend? Like that's a people. It's basically like that.
You know what? Yeah, I've always said.
You're embellishing.
Bro, we're not embellishing. The maddest thing is, you might go off train before, man. When I got off the train, I got off train before as well.
Yeah, bro.
You went off the train before, man. When you went got off the train, I was still on the train and I got off. When I was getting off, there was a brother sitting across from me, innit?
Yeah.
Who saw it and he started laughing. He goes, "Was he drinking rum?" Mm.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, he was mixing it. And he was like, amateur.
But what I always want to say is, you two are good people because I'm that friend, If you're finished, I'm probably just going to record you. You're a grown-ass nigga to be acting like this.
You definitely recorded me. I snapped the video on thing.
I also finished. I was like, bro, I'm trying to get home. I can't even know him. I was like...
But it was so funny. When we got on the train, Nuno said, "Gino, if you puke, I'm going to strangle you."
Yeah. I did.
You did?
Lucky I didn't.
You did? No, but I mean, like, you did say that?
Yeah.
But we should have rushed you, bro.
Yeah, we should have rushed
the
you.
Fuck, like, you look, like, I'm trying to throw them like a bitch sand, bro, on the train, bro.
It wasn't that serious. Mistakes were made.
You know something else? Because we split ways at Green Park, innit? And we get a Jubilee back to ends, innit?
Yeah.
I'm on a Jubilee. I'm fucked. I look up. Chino's no longer on the train.
I can't.
And the thing is, he's meant to get off after me, usually. Bro, he said he got off to Dubuque again.
Yeah.
Oh, you got
off
to
Dubuque?
Yeah, twice.
But you see, like, when your friends fall off, yeah. Are you that person to like properly look after them, make sure they get home safe?
I ain't your mother.
Nah, exactly.
I don't need all that help. I went home.
I can't even.
The thing is, we was all fucked. Alex was stumbling there. Yeah, I was seeing triple.
I was calm before I ate.
If you had listened to Ludo, you'd have been. You
know what, someone?
I don't even remember my saying that.
Premonitions come true, but nobody wants to listen. They keep calling me a madman, but they keep coming true, bro.
This guy, bro, acts like a psychic.
I mean, like, that's a raven, bro. Because literally, I say psychic, they come true, they call me a madman. What the fun is, bro?
Whatever the case may be, yeah.
I fucked up, yeah.
However, I'm going to re-challenge because that was ridiculous. That was actually ridiculous.
What's
the
re-challenge? You lost.
I know.
You got swept.
What challenge is?
You got swept in the first round.
It was
like 1-0.
Listen, Ray.
You got swept in the first round.
Hey, it's Ray Nephew 4, Chino 0.
Where was the other three?
Were you puking?
It was a beatdown.
You lot are ridiculous. I can't even be bothered.
That was a beatdown.
You puked twice on public transport TFL, bro.
I can't be honest, man.
Have you lot ever fell off that bad?
Yeah, of course.
I've fallen off worse than that.
I've fallen off worse than that. Yeah, I've fallen off.
Bro, even in Manchester, literally.
Yeah, I was even gonna tell the story, but you fell off.
Yeah, bro. First night, I was, bro. Poonster martinis and shots and rum. Green nephews again. Bad for
bro.
Me,
this guy, me, who was Elijah, was buying this guy so many drinks.
Everyone was buying me drinks. Remember my birthday? Everyone, bro.
Oh shit, it was your birthday yesterday.
No, I was giving everyone tequila shots.
Oh.
I kept getting tequila
shots. What did you do for your birthday yesterday?
Manchester, bro. Yesterday. Yeah. Bro, I was sleeping, I can't lie, bro.
No cheeks.
Yeah, bro.
Thank
you. Man,
26. Yes. Luna's birthday, you know.
Was I not on social side? Because I definitely didn't say happy birthday, you know.
It's okay, bro. It's all right.
I posted the whole story frame in that.
Fam.
It's all right. Obviously, if I was a girl, I'd be like, I'll be cutting you off right now.
Yeah. The funny thing is, if you were a girl, he'd wish happy birthday. He's always posting gal and that on the story. Happy birthday. How many twins you got?
Keep going.
Don't swear on your mother's life. She's a good woman.
After that ends, like, you go back to Airbnb now. You need to sleep. It's dizzy. That the room's spinning.
Yeah.
People like, I get up. I reach the toilet. I reach the door. I puke on the floor, bruv. Of the door, bruv. I puke on the floor of the door. Then I keep going to think, I puke in the sink as well. I wash it away. I go back to sleep. I wake up hours later. The thing is, Elijah, obviously, Alice is like, who puked?
It was Elijah.
Yeah.
I was still in bed because
he's the one that guessed that I puked.
Yeah, he was like, Elijah come back into the room, and he was like, hey, yo, someone threw up outside the... I was like, what? He goes, someone threw up, like, outside the toilet. Yeah. I go, in? He goes, no, outside. I've got up now, all I see is just a big lump of sick.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like what going on? And then Elijah was like, yo, it was Ludo. I was like, no, it can't have been Ludo. I was like, I know it went Moody.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one time where...
It wasn't Tuca, because Tuca's had a panic on me. He was
Huh? Okay, there was one time, I got so licked, Have you ever gone like for a piss in the dark in the toilet? So I was drunk and then I was just pissing and I couldn't hear anything. And I just continued pissing. I was so drunk. I went back, and then next morning, just pissed everywhere on the floor. I was in the dark.
You have ADHD.
What was you in the dark?
Have you been so fucked, you puke near your bed and just go back to sleep.
But why?
You puke like on the floor, you go back to sleep.
There was one time in Mexico.
You never done that, Atlas?
Nah, man.
When I was in Mexico,
what's wrong with you niggas, man?
I've been that first.
You're not a real striker, bro.
In Mexico, I threw up in my bed. Like on the middle of the sheets.
Okay, no, I ain't done that.
No. So
on the floor, not on the sheets.
So I just fell asleep.
On the other side.
No. There was another bed, so I fell asleep there.
Whose bed was it?
No. I had, for some reason, they gave me like a twin room for myself.
They checked you.
So then it was one of them ones. Yeah, I just went for breakfast, and it was sick everywhere. Came back. Fresh sheets. It was like it never happened.
I remember you saying that, you felt bad for the man.
But then I was like,
for Consuela.
Well, let's go back to housekeeping. Why was she pissing in the dark?
Because you ever been like, you know, see when you come out from a night out where you're like, your legs, you need to go piss badly. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I've gone in.
You break the seal on that.
And then I just burst into the bathroom, shut the door. No, this is at home.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
So then it's just dark. Yeah. I just need to get the piss off.
Yeah.
But I can't aim in the dark.
Aiming, yeah.
Like, you don't think about anything. My brain's toasted when I'm drunk.
How much effort would it have been to turn the light on, G?
Yeah, like,
but when you're so toasted like that, you're not thinking straight. You're not thinking straight, bro.
No, but I would remember to put the light on.
Hey, man. Some niggas are better than me.
Yeah.
Some niggas are better than me.
Some niggas piss on the floor, some niggas peek on trains.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Everyone's
got advice.
Fair enough.
I can't choose my dumbness.
That's a madness.
That's actually fair enough.
What would you do when you're fucked?
What time I just like... I don't know, like, for me, I'm a vomiter. I can't, vomiting, bro.
Can you let do that tactical...
Chanda. Yeah.
I can't do that.
Do you know what it is with me? I think
I usually only do it on the next day when I fall. You know, it's coming, but it's not. Then I can, you know...
I can't put anything down my throat.
Pause.
I think I don't know, maybe it's just this is the theory I have. Maybe it's because I'm a healthy guy and I eat, like, healthy throughout the... So when I'm drinking beer and shit, my body, like, rejects it, innit?
Yeah.
So I throw up, like, that day I threw up when I got home. Like, violently, bro. It was mad. Like,
you know, I think it's that day. I didn't throw up, you know. Surprise.
I went out later that day as well.
I went out later.
I went to my cousin.
The thing is, I slept, yeah. I put an alarm. I slept through the alarm. I was so fucked, bro. I woke up, head was spinning.
Yeah.
So surprised I didn't throw up, you know.
Fried.
I think, Joe, when you throw up, though, is your body just trying to get rid of, like, toxins.
I need to get rid of this. I need to get out.
You know what? I never throw up the next day. It's only on that day, and then that's it, done.
It depends.
It was the same day. When I got home, I legit got home. I was supposed to get my second jab that day as well. I slept through it.
The fact that you could even...
If you got that jab, you'd have got superpowers for real, bro.
But you got superpowers for real, dog. The fact that you even went out later that day is nuts because I couldn't move. Like, even the next day, I was fried.
Well, yeah, because you're not...
Cool. I went out that day and then the next day, bro.
I couldn't do it.
We were out the next day as well, bro. We went out, bro.
For what, man? I was chill, man. I'm tough.
I was out next day, whole day as well, bro.
Yeah, you're a mad, bro.
The thing is this, sleepy, everyone says, like, this summer's been, like, shit. But I've had
a good summer. I don't know about everyone saying something shit.
I spent a lot of money.
It's been an expensive summer. That mean it ain't been a good one.
That's true. You might be spending.
Alice has had a good summer still. It's crazy. He's had a good summer still.
What do you mean by that? Why are you talking about his summer?
Don't say he's had a good summer still, man.
You want to expand on that?
Nah. We've gone out a couple of places. Like, it's been good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's from my
point of view. It's from your point of view. Is that what you mean by that?
From my point of view, man.
I thought you was cock watching.
Yeah?
I thought you was cock watching.
Hey, man, sometimes I'm trying to see what you're working with.
I thought you was meat minded.
Yeah, sometimes, man.
Because he was meat minded.
But nah, because even like. I went wireless for the 3 days straight.
You 36?
Bro, you doing that wireless?
You're not wireless, bro.
I can't lie.
Let it go, big bro.
I can't lie. It was the first 2 days. The age range was a bit spooks. It was a bit spooky.
But then just because your friends were key and keys, don't mean you need to be at wireless, bro.
Word. Because you're industry, you don't have to be there, nigga.
You don't have to be there, bro.
What, you the entourage or something?
Wait, we're not calling about industry plus.
You know what? That's what I wanted to talk about later. But the 2 days, the age range was a bit. But then you see, like, bare older people, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But the first day, bro, how'd the Wi-Fi go down? And they couldn't let anyone in.
Wi-Fi?
The Wi-Fi went down. The Wi-Fi down at Crystal Palace. They was like, the Wi-Fi's gone down. So
they can't scan tickets or whatever?
No, because if you haven't printed off your ticket...
Oh, you're like, showing your phone,
yeah. So then we're like, this is a mess. So I missed gigs. Gigs was apparently... it wasn't it. Because of the crowd.
New generation. That's why gigs and Drake what popping them up was Central. She shut it down.
Yeah.
It's a new generation, man. You just got to deal with it.
Gigs, but, man.
For example, if you want to go see gigs, go see my own, actually, one of his actual shows.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it's festival gigs, isn't it? But like, if you're going to go to that kind of environment in 2021, gigs ain't going to go off.
Yeah.
And I fuck with gigs, bro.
But I tell you what, yeah. Meg Thee Stallion.
Did he go off?
All I'm saying is, I seen her cheeks on a big screen. It was like watching porn on your family TV, bro. It was crazy. Cheeks jiggling.
No, like, Meg is built something different, bro.
Even when she's like, where's all my hot girls at? She had grown niggas saying, ah. I was like, did I say it? I don't know. She probably had one of the best performances.
Mm-hmm.
Heady One.
Yeah.
I've always said, yeah, You know, like when a nigga makes a diss song to you,
yeah,
and he's got the like the whole crowd singing it.
Your head must be blagged.
Blagged. The whole of Wood Green pissed. But then, who else was there? Meek Mill was.
How Meek Mill was a bit so-so because people.
You know what it was. Like Meek Mill, I feel like everyone was waiting for him to do better because you know when like artists do like the music for the American fans. You know, like sometimes we're not that deep into his catalog.
Yeah,
and I feel like he didn't play his bangers.
The bangers, yeah.
He probably played his bangers while I were back at home.
Yeah,
but then more time, we're just like, yeah.
But sometimes it's a point because a lot of artists, yeah. They'll fuck up with their track list. They won't play all their bangers. For example, you should only play like your obscure songs at your actual shows where people actually paying just to come see you.
Like, come see, yeah.
When they see you, they pay.
I don't want to hear album cuts.
I want to hear the singles.
You get me?
But I think Young Thug was good at it.
Young Thug always shuts it off.
No, Young Thug started off slow. He started playing like some. And I see him whisper to his DJ. I think he just switched it up. Off the banger.
Yeah, see.
Brought out Gunner and had the whole. Whole place pumping.
I can't lie, my best ever like moment at Wireless is still Young Thug and Pepsi Max.
When it broke, when literally
people are dying in there, people are fighting. That's the movie. It was so epic. I'm gonna tell my grandkids it was that good, bro.
That was crazy. And then but yeah, bro.
What are you doing at Wireless, man?
Tell us Sunday, it was like the grown folk.
That's because the kids got school the next day.
Hey, they do as well because it's September.
Hey, but no, I'm just saying the Sunday was a good day. Sunday was a good day. But
shit.
At the same time, it was. Yeah, I only went because my friends were going in it. Like,
industry. In the industry now.
But, yeah, no, but other than that, it was good.
Line me up, bro. What are you talking about, bro?
What do you mean, line me up?
No, I thought we were talking about other things.
Nah, bro. You're all your industry friends, bro.
Nigga, say pause. Say pause, please.
Nah, what was that that you said? I'm not going to say pause because I don't have to say pause. Like, it's up to you how you interpret it.
But that was good. But Drake came out. I can't even lie. I was talking to you about it. You see that I'm Too Sexy song?
Yeah.
That song is horrible.
It's so bad when it comes on in clubs.
It goes off.
Listen, you were in the dance, yeah? I was sitting down chilling, and then Back in Blood came on. I felt someone just grabbing. It was the strongest grip I've ever felt in my entire life. I look up at this Ludo. Dragging me up to the dance floor. This guy,
Back in Blood gives me different shiny powers, bro.
Goodness.
That's
actually Ludo's theme song for his life.
But literally, you know, also with Way Too Sexy, that went off in the club as well. It goes off, bro.
I can't lie, a second at the DJ was kind of fucking up, though. They were playing some nonsense, bro.
Well, have you listened to the new Drake album?
It's not great. I like four songs about that.
It's just not great. Yeah.
You know,
Drake's just, I don't know, man.
It is what it is, man.
How many lessons did you give
him? I don't need to give it.
Like, 3-4 lessons. I like the tracks that I like. I'm not going to revisit.
Listen, my thing is this with Drake, and this has been my issue with Drake. And whenever I say this shit, I get called a hater in it or whatever. Like, I just feel like for him, he's found a niche where he knows he can get listens and he can get streams,
and people
will pop off on it, even though it's not good. And it's we have to get to a point where we
feels like he's not even trying anymore, man.
Yeah. It legit feels like he's stopped trying.
He knows what he's talking about.
After it was reading. If you're reading this, it's too late. Yeah, he hasn't tried since.
Views
was garbage.
I thought views was garbage.
I gave it like a year.
There's a lot of skips.
But this...
No, it didn't age that great, though, did it? There's only like a handful of good songs.
Views got obviously got Nine, Feel No Ways, Redemption, Keep the Family Close, Fire and Desire.
Redemption isn't that great.
What's
that song called?
Baby...
That's not good. That's one of the worst Drake songs ever.
Listen,
good samples.
I can't remember that song. Control is not a good song as well, let's be real.
But I've always...
Thingy's Control is good, though.
I mean, he was fucked up for shooting Megan, he shouldn't have done that.
But...
I listen to Tory Lanez, innit? Even before he shot Meg, so...
But I was saying, like, how long do you think... Like, I see when people like do like album reviews and it's been out for like 24 hours. I feel like
you gotta grow over a lot.
But
then again, because when we live in like a fast paced society now, you gotta like consume things so quickly now. So obviously, because there's so much music coming out on a regular basis. So you can't stick with a song for, stop a project for too long.
Yeah.
Even the guys that you fuck with heavy, you can't stick with their shit for too long. Because like something else coming out.
If it like you see like I don't know if you look at Apple Music or Spotify. Yeah, Spotify. You see like you're recently downloaded. That's the stuff I play.
Yeah, literally recently downloaded. That's
the stuff. And if your track goes to the bottom or off it, I'm not listening to it anymore.
Like, I have like a core like 10, 20 tracks I listen to every day without fail.
I got my Nipsey Hussle playlist and that just goes off. But one thing I want to talk about, I just need to know when Jay-Z is going to fully stop retiring.
No,
he needs to stop being let in the studio. No, I'm sorry.
People need to respect Jay-Z, bro.
No, respect Jay-Z and what he's done, but I don't hear him on features
anymore.
Okay,
the verse wasn't that bad.
Okay,
The Kanye one,
I have to write his lyrics down. He said, God in my soul, that's my celly. Made in the image of God, that's a selfie. Come on, nigga. What's going on? Alex, talk to me.
But when Drake was saying, got so many chains, call me Chain and Tatum.
We clowned him for that.
But niggas are telling me that's fire.
We clowned him.
And niggas are telling me that views is the classic.
Niggas clowned him for that Chain and Tatum bar, bro.
Like, come on now.
When Drake was saying, I get green like Earth Day, niggas were saying that's fine.
Jay too old to be doing this now.
Come on, dog.
He's too old. He's too old and grown.
A
written testimony literally came out like last year and he was spitting on that. So don't give me that.
I don't recall that.
Of course you don't recall that.
Remember Jay-Z said, I don't pop my letter up to a fool. Well, damn, nigga, you too. It ain't meant to be, not for you. Oh, when he said, I don't do money phones. Nigga, shut the hell up, bro. Don't you need investment bars? I ain't 61. Well, our age group, we do money phones, nigga.
He does low-key needs to stop rapping, though.
He's got to stop rapping.
He needs to give it up. Like, he's 50-something.
Yeah, you know
he's
what?
He's 52.
But then at the same time, How old is Nas? He's pushing
Nas
50.
Is like 47. Nas is a bit younger than Jay. Yeah,
he dropped a good
Yeah, bro, Nas was like 19 and Jay, he had Jay's black. Yeah, he's a grown 29-year-old. He's a little black.
Nah. Nas was older than that. Because Nas was 19 when he dropped to Automatic. And I was in 94.
What's Jay-Z's actual age? What's the actual age?
He's 51, I believe.
Must be like 50.
That camera's skipped.
Sorry?
The camera's kid. I had a king of New York. Wear chocolate. Are you born in 1958 and you were 80s baby?
Cam's the funniest.
Alex, how's he born in 1958 and
he's
80s
not born in 1958 though, is he?
He's not, he can't be.
What year is he born?
69 or 68 or something.
Then how's he 80s baby?
He's not an 80s baby, innit? But Cam's not an 80s baby, is he? Baby's either.
But Cam's never said he was though. Jay-Z was playing 80s baby.
That's fair.
Oh shit.
No, Cam's hilarious though. No, Cam had beef with everyone and made it out.
For no reason.
He explains it. So actually, if you listen to him on Drink Champs, he actually explains it. And every time like he had the beefs, they started it. The beef with Jay-Z was petty.
That was it.
But the beef with Nas was like Nas like dissed him and dissed Noriega and dissed someone else. And then Cam like just took it as offense in it and shot back. Cam's my guy anyway. You know Cam made a Viagra.
Yeah, you were saying something.
Yeah, it was a pink something.
I might need to grab some.
Pink killer.
Apparently it's a madness though.
What?
Like you take it and legit 10 minutes later you're rock hard.
That's crazy.
He said
one of his brethren took it and then was like, was supposed to drop his mum somewhere and then go into the beanie, innit?
Yeah.
But then he got hard while he was with his mother, so he had to hop out the car.
would you like ever take a Viagra? Would you ever pop one?
I don't need to, bro.
I don't need to, but I think I'll take one, yeah.
Just to see the experience, see if it actually works.
No, I was watching that program Sex Education the other day.
Yeah.
And the bread took one and was hard for like the whole of lunchtime.
Nah, that's awkward. What? In school?
Yeah.
I had a brother that did exactly the same thing.
One guy in my school did it as well and he got mad hard.
Wait,
you was watching like that?
you was watching me get hard.
Donnie said, "Mad hard." He was watching.
Man, observing the meat.
How hard did he get?
Okay, what if I say it? How wrong with that?
How hard did he get?
I don't know. Ask him.
No, you was there.
You was there watching.
Scale I wasn't like in his jeans. Like,
veins popping out.
I ain't see the meat, nigga. Shit.
I saw the Snickers bar.
Look at the veins.
Oh my God.
Ooh, veiny.
These two brothers took it at the same time.
Wait.
We were like year 8 or year 9.
So what? They just took it with no beanies. Just
of course, we were like 13, 14 years old.
But the thing is, there's one Viagra, or dick pill, that. To activate, you got to sleep. Polish dick pill.
The ones, get, the ones you get from the BP and that. Like.
Shout out Bodega for that one. Literally, bro, you got to sleep to activate it. You pop, you, also, you drink the water, you pop it, you got to have a nap, you wake up on rock. Like, literally, you wake up.
You know what, yeah? It's one of them ones, yeah. I feel taking, like, a Viagra, and then I come back, and, like, the babe's like, nah, I ain't really feeling it. And I'm like,
you just half for a reason.
I'm like, well,
I got a lot of meat here. What am I supposed to put this?
I gotta go to the brothel now. Like, that's the worst thing. Imagine you just on rock, like in bed.
Oh yeah, and obviously you can't beat or whatever.
Yeah, I'd be.
Yeah, if you'd be fuming.
You can't even roll over.
Yeah, right. Be like Atlas, sleep on your front. Look like a beanpole.
You're crazy.
Beat me like 7 times, bro.
I think there was one time.
How horny are you niggas, dog?
What? It's rock as hell, bro. It's not about being horny.
You go until it goes down.
You got to beat it till it goes down, bro. You got to like, punch it up to like, you know.
Go 10 rounds.
You got to go 10 rounds.
You lot are killing me, bro.
Jesus Christ, man. 10 rounds.
Man versus machine.
Word.
You lot are killing me, man. You lot are fucking killing me, bro.
Jesus Christ. But what else did I want to talk about today? Oh, that was it. I feel like the whole like US music, I feel like it's falling off for me anyway. I've always wanted to ask you, like, you see when you're in a club, yeah, would you rather have an American banger come on or a UK banger come on?
Look, that's a good question.
That's
a very good question.
There's like certain songs that I always want to hear when I'm in a club.
I'm surprised you didn't listen
to club hits, bro. Feel like you don't listen to music past like 97 or something.
Okay, first of all, okay, now I'm gonna open up. Let me see how.
Okay. Now, first of all, you see when niggas losing on FIFA and he's just like, cool.
First of all, you obviously weren't listening. I said there's certain songs I wanna hear when I'm in the club. I don't know if you got someone like, oh, you're caught in your ear drum and you can't hear me.
Why's your head steaming like this?
Number two, we need to stop this agenda about me listening to only 90s music. It's so true.
That's one of my favorite
things. It could not be further from the truth. I used to get onto him and just listen to him. And now he loves him.
Niggas
want me confused with Dapo.
Rappity Yappy, Egypt is the homeland. Egypt's the homeland, that's what I'm trying to grow at. Egypt's the homeland, that's what I'm trying to grow at. That's where the throne's at. Yappity Yappity Yappity. Rappity ass niggas.
Oh my god.
Rock Marciano is the coolest nigga alive.
He's the coolest nigga alive.
But yeah, now, what would you lot prefer?
It depends what song it is, isn't it? Like, for example, if I'm in the dance and Did You See comes on, I always lose my head to Did You See, I can't lie.
Who?
Did You See.
By who?
By Jay Huss, nigga. But the other day we were in the dance and the DJ put on one, not in Manny, when we were at the other thing, on Bank Holiday.
Oh, okay.
The DJ put on One More Chance by Scraps. I legit lost my breath. I couldn't breathe, bro. I was bugging.
I was out on Sunday and fuck them, I don't know them. They ain't 100.
I came on bare beanies with gun things in it.
I was like, bro, American tunes can't go off over here like this. I don't know.
It's only certain American tunes.
Robust went off the other day.
Well, obviously back in blood, obviously. You know what goes crazy? No Better goes ridiculous.
Everyone knows that went crazy at Wireless. I was already saying, but it's a mix.
Sometimes the UK can get crazy.
It just depends. What about you, mixes it?
No, I was about to say Dreams and Nightmares intro even. That one actually, that goes off no matter where.
But would you prefer a UK or US banger?
I would say, oh, there's a preference. It's just like, whatever the DJ plays, and if you're clicking with it, you're clicking with it,
innit?
Because if the DJ play like a UK banger, then an American banger straight after, and both will have you going crazy. It just depends on the song.
I always feel like
the DJ mixes it or whatever.
I know, I always feel like the UK banger just gets me...
That thing,
innit? Over the edge. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Because I feel like you connect to it a bit more.
Because it's global, isn't it? Have you even said recently with the slang, all of that is the same, even with the music
I'm not even like searching for like the US music as much. Like, bro, have you listened to K-Trap's
tape is crazy.
Haven't had a chance to go through it.
It's crazy, it's bonkers.
I need to listen to Original License as well,
bro. That tape is crazy. Millions K-Trap.
Someone was like, they be going crazy. Right now,
UK people listen to a lot of rappers. It's obviously Potter Paper, of course. Yeah. K-Trap, Millions, and Heady. Heady One. Those are going crazy.
I went to go listen to Provisional License that day because I saw your tweet. He's like, Millions be rapping. I was like, all right, cool. I went to listen to it. He was rapping on there.
He be going crazy.
Because even, Tion Wayne's album.
I get you around to listen to that.
He got a tune with Scorcher, Put a Paper, Blacks. And I was just listening, and I was like, this is rap. This is like...
I said, this is what I need.
Joe Black was on the track?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Black came out of retirement?
Bro, came out.
My man's a proper coach now, man. Shout out to him.
Bro, I fuck with Joe Black.
From back in the day, Joe Black,
yeah,
man.
Back in the day,
Joe Black used to rap.
Him and Benny Banks.
Him and Benny Banks. And Squeaks as well.
Yeah. Squeaks was like rapping, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was in prison.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Like 5, 6 years.
My favourite Joe Black song is him and Squeaks, Usual Suspects. What a fucking banger.
Actually, my favourite Joe Black song was when he... Snitch.
Oh, yeah.
Because even like UK music, I think what was holding us back for the years was like the production and like the engineering. Like,
trying to sound too American.
Not even that. I've always said it. If you listen back to Grime, like the production on it is horrible.
That's what it was, though. Grime is like...
But even that was
more by design, though.
Yeah, but even so, like, you're coming up like to the early stages of like
UK rap and whatnot.
UK rap, even like back in the day, even like 5, 6 years ago, like the beats were so like the xylophone beats. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Remember like back in the days when like J Haas, Tion Wayne were just coming out. I was always thinking like the beats are so kind of like meaty, but nowadays the beats that they're producing is actually kind of wavy. Even like I forgot his name. Is it Axel Beats?
Yeah.
So
Imran's brother.
Yeah, Imran's brother. So even them noticing them in New York and get them to do their whole album.
But
so
the thing is a lot of obviously the Axel Beats and whatnot, a lot of them they started for a wave that it's so crazy, obviously a lot of UK people won't fuck with it. So obviously they take it to America, a lot of American UK sound. That's obviously you start first hearing obviously American rappers spitting on UK drill beats. Mm. But the thing is, obviously UK there's so many different things. Like our drill, obviously it started off sounding like Chicago, but now it's completely different. It doesn't sound the same.
We've got the
Afro wave trap rap also called
Drill.
We all know who started that. We won't go through that for the million times.
Even then, Mover, he was just a rapper. He was just so talented. He can do whatever.
He could literally do anything.
And we've got the guys that just rap the rap normally, UK rap. We've got those, the drill guys, we've got the Afro wave and the thing. The thing about UK is so diverse.
We have a diverse
group of talent or people that do. There's different sounds, not just one thing. Like UK rap, there's so many different subsections, so we call it. So that's why we're in a strong point where people come out with different sounds and there's a market for it. You don't have to follow one thing. That's why, you know, grime was popping, it was just grime. But now there's literally so many different things.
I agree. And I think, because even when you, when grime was popping, you had guys who, when you listen to them rap, you could tell that, like, for
grime
example...
Grime wasn't for them.
Like, I'd hate to use him as an example, but Wretch, for example, as good as he was...
Who's never really...
He always got outshone by them, man, on grime. Yeah. Similar to, I think, Bashy was like that as well.
Yeah.
Where, and even...
You could tell they were good in that, but just
grime wasn't fully there. But then when it transitioned...
But when it transitioned to UK rap, like, okay,
and then you see someone, levels. But then that's when you see someone like Devlin starts to become unstuck.
Yeah,
because on grime was as good as anyone, just spitting. When you listen to all of those old school freestyles and everything, he was as good as anyone. But when it starts to transition into, like, actually rapping and, like, just making songs, he kind of became unstuck.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who can freestyle, but they can't actually get in... the booth and...
No, so Bud Sweat and Beers, that's a classic, bro.
Yeah, Bud Sweat and Beers was banging. Other than that,
fair enough.
There's Tales of the Crypt, which is grime. Art of Rolling, which is grime. And then Bud Sweat and Beers is still kind of a little bit. But then after that, you even name an album after that?
Hey,
you know what I mean?
But one thing that does help as well, that obviously now things are streaming and whatnot, and there's so much more money in the game now that people don't have to dilute their sounds to fully blow. Like, for example, remember when Chipmunk first came out?
Yeah.
You know, when he signed his deal, he had to dilute his sound massively.
It was
like Oopsie Daisy in that.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of guys, they don't have to dilute their sound at all. There's guys making... guys are saying crazy shit on Trues now.
You need people like Chipmunk to take those lumps.
Yeah, take those lumps,
innit? Pave the way for people to
be themselves, innit?
Yeah, for example,
you think 10 years ago, no better could chart?
No, definitely. No,
exactly,
no
but now tracks like that can chart.
But even so, I feel like every person in grime went through that kind of... Not, I won't say every, but...
Because many people, they had to get any money. Even Wiley did it as well, bro.
Yeah.
Like, only person who's never sold grime out is probably JME. JME's been making the same kind of music.
Yeah, he was never that good anyway.
But JME's always been... He's had a core... He had his niche, he had his fans, and he just stuck to it. He's never really...
I do respect that about him. One of my brethren's, I bumped into Jeremy years ago. I was like, can I get a picture? And then Jeremy was like, name five of my songs.
And
the bread couldn't do it.
But no, there was a time where Jeremy was... He would always be about in Palmer's Green. And if you wanted a picture, he'd be like, have you downloaded my song? And if you haven't downloaded a song, we'll take a picture with you. Like,
fair enough, innit? A man's got to have a cold, innit?
I can't even remember. Like, he always does random stuff.
Because even Skepta, he's experimented a lot over the years as well. Like, he's from the
sound. Guys all shucking and jiving with Playboy Carti and that. My stomach hurting that, bro. Niggas, just, come on, bro.
But he's the greatest.
He's not even the greatest out of Northwest London, bro, let alone the greatest.
Who?
You know who?
Skepta?
Yeah.
Northwest? We talking about Northwest.
I said North.
Northwest. No, Skepta's the greatest.
Okay, if you say so.
Skepta's taking this thing.
Okay, I say he probably reached the greatest heights.
I guess.
Like, obviously, Skepta's a global name.
That's
he's probably reached the greatest heights.
But before, do you ever think, like, any UK, like, rapper can out-rap a US rapper?
I'd put Potter against anyone.
The thing is, there's so many
rappers though. Like, especially
I put Potter against anyone. Give me anyone, because it's like now I feel like there isn't really any. Like, it's different now, isn't it? It's different now.
For example, in America, what rapper do you listen to now is around Potter's age? Like, say 28 and unders.
The ones that I listen to
right now.
None of them can see Potter lyrically. But even the ones that I do listen to, like someone like Mike, for example, is 22, 23. I think Navy Blue's like 24. Wiki's like 28.
Who?
I'll put you on, he's cold. I'll put you on. Because niggas always say that, and then when they listen to him, he's cold, isn't
it? You brought out rocking it, so I hear you.
That's pretty much it. Like, are the guys at his age? Sweatshirt's like 27.
He could
rap with Potter, but it's a different kind of rap. Yeah, innit? He's like very technical and very lo-fi, innit?
Who's that Potter's guy that's going kind of with out with a Japanese tennis player?
What's his name?
Kode. He can rap. I never tuned in, but he can rap. But what I'm saying is, like, say if I'm going off like. A casual top 10 debate rappers, and I snuck in.
I'll put a mover there anyway.
I snuck in like a couple UK man.
If you're talking rapping, I think nowadays it's dilute. Let's say, for example, if Potter was a rapper as good as he is now in the late 90s, it would be a different ballgame, innit? Because we'd have everyone. Who we look up to now in their prime. Jay would be in his prime. Nas would be in his prime. Biggie would still be alive, for example.
Wu-Tang,
Prodigy would still be alive and still be in his prime. Like, it's different. These are guys who are like...
It's kind of like the LeBron-Michael Jordan debate. Like, you're in a different era kind of thing.
I wouldn't go that far because I think either one of them... Like, if Jordan played today, he'd be the best in the league. If LeBron played back then, he'd be second best in the league behind Jordan, regardless. But for me, Potter right now is like one of the best rappers alive, regardless. But if Potter was back then with like them, man, I don't know if Potter would stand out among Jay, Nas, Prodigy, Big. You get me? Big L.
No, 100%.
Big Pun. I don't know if Potter can stand among those, man. But among these, man, you bring any guy who you think is a lyricist now, Potter can rap with them.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? Bring anyone. Yeah. Anyone who you think can rap today who's like...
How about the niggas from Buffalo?
Oh, Griselda.
He can rap
better than West Side Gun.
Yep.
Benny, he can't rap better than Conway, though, I can't lie. Conway's something else.
Some nigga when Joe came on with Zion size. Bro, I threw my phone at the wall, bro.
Bro, Conway's something else.
I really fuck.
Bro, man said, what did he say? He goes, so I got shot in my top. No, he goes, recorded with a shell in my throat and still dropped the tape. It's like a bat, it's like the back of his head, didn't it? He's got a hole here, a hole here, and a hole in the back of his head.
But Griselda go crazy. Also, I'm with Benny. Heavy. Benny's my favorite out of them.
Yeah.
I think West Side Gun's mad weird.
West Side Gun's my favorite because West Side Gun has the. When people say to me, who's the best out of Griselda? I say West Side Gun. And my justification for it is this, innit? If you were to get the 10 best Griselda projects, he'd have like 7 of them.
But it's
as simple as that.
Certain things that are going back to like comparing US to UK, there's certain things like comparisons. I always try and like compare reasonably. But I always thought, if Rhett 3-2 and J. Cole got in the booth, I put my money on Rich 3-2 repping the lights off.
Well, yes. I'd also, if J. Cole's friend went to jail, I'd bet my house that J. Cole wouldn't have sex with his baby mama.
What?
Before spitting out hypotheticals, I might as well put one in myself, innit?
Okay, let's just go, because you know, obviously in the US and the UK, there's different subsections of rap or whatnot well. Like, say you're the hardest dropper you can think of against one of the hardest droppers in the US, you think they can go head to head?
Who's even the hardest dropper in America now? I don't really listen to drill across both, so I don't know.
After Pop Smoke, I feel like the US drill was like...
I don't know. Say, okay, rap for argument's sake, say over there you got someone like Chef G in it, for argument's sake, for argument's sake, and then who from over here in it?
I don't know what I have to put, like...
Just some, what, who do you think is the best from over here?
On the drill?
Yeah.
Okay, K-Trap.
Yeah. Oh, K-Trap's spinning. It's spinning him. He's running rings around him.
Yeah. I feel like, if you put... if UK was big as America, I feel like over time would honestly go... beyond them. I feel like...
Yeah, well, US obviously has the advantage of being a million times bigger than we are.
And being where it started as well.
Yeah. And having the history behind it. But I feel like we're definitely making good music right now. Like,
we are making good music. I don't know. For me, it's just that, like... It's hard to have the conversation sometimes because people won't look past the mainstream. It's like, just now, we're having this conversation and you might ask me, who do you guys listen to that same similar age apart? I see someone like Wiki, who's cold, for all intents and purposes. I don't know where the name came from, innit? But if you listen to him, he's cold, innit? Does all kinds of rap, does the lo-fi thing.
What's the subject matter?
But everything. He's half Puerto Rican, half Irish from New York, innit? Just normal shit. He talks about everyday life, talks about love, talks about everything.
Interesting.
He's got music for everything. He isn't one of those like old school rappity rap like Willie outside of Bodega niggas.
That's the Willie outside of Bodega
raps. What's
your record? He had a tune with Skepta back in 2015. He's been doing this like UK crossover thing with he had a tune, so him and Skepta remixed That's Not Me back in like 2015. They performed together in Boiler Room Bare Times. Yeah.
Skepta's global, man.
Bro, but my thing is with Wick has been doing this thing with like UK rappers from before it was cool.
Yeah,
from like 2014. He was on Tom Barry TV years ago. He do you know who Lord Apex is?
Yeah.
He was on a track with Lord Apex recently. Like, he's been doing this, like, this crossover thing. He shows mad love to the UK as well. I remember watching an interview of him, and the guy turns to him and the interviewer asked him, when did you start rapping? He was like, oh, when I first heard Boy in the Corner, I started rapping.
Yeah,
like, that's what I'm saying. But it was a grime album that put him on rap.
I think
he's really been out here. Like,
I think Dizzy was quite big in Texas. I think Dizzy charted didn't chart big. I think he charted with Boy in the Corner.
Well, Wick's from Manhattan though, innit? But the guy turns, he goes, so when he's rapping, he's like, what year did Boy in the Corner come out? That's when I started rapping.
That's nuts.
Crazy.
A UK project made him think.
But that's what I'm saying. But he's really been
he's tapped into
the UK scene proper.
The same way that you'd put Potter against anyone, I put Tef, you know, against a lot of people.
I put Tef there as well.
Yeah, I can't forget about Tef, bro.
I put like
Tef Loki top five.
Like this.
Yeah. Tef Loki top five. Tef Loki top five.
Tef is like ridiculous.
Potter mover Tef. Anyone else is fair game.
Loki, like, not even Loki, sorry, he does a lot of different types of rap as well.
No, right? But just straight rapping, like no one wants to see Tef. No one wants to see young Tef on the
ground. He's cold, bro. Like,
a lot of men don't want to see Tef and it just comes to straight rapping. Honestly, though, bro, he doesn't need to unblock me on Twitter.
What did you say to him?
I don't even want to go. Tef, you hear this, bro. I'm sorry, man.
I was young, foolish.
Tef, my bad, innit? Tef's top five. Potter, Mover, Tef. And then, literally, I might put Kano in there. But then anyone else really is fair game after that first three or four. It's just Potter, Mover, Tef, and then anyone else is fair game. Honestly.
But then it's always, with the UK, it's kind of confusing as well. Like, do you put the grime guys with
because it's grime and you're saying UK rap.
Yeah,
I think what you have to do is you kind of have to do it like basketball players, isn't it? It's like, when you do a top five, you don't do position. Yeah. You do just whoever. Who's the best?
Yeah.
Like, who is the best at their craft?
Mm-hmm.
So, like... Steph Curry and Joel Embiid have way different skill sets and games. Yeah. But Steph Curry is better, get me?
Yeah.
So I guess you could kind of do it like that.
But even like that, if my top five, I don't think I'd have even more than one Gram guy in it, you know?
One Gram guy?
I think if we have to have a resident Gram guy, it'd be Getz. I'd put Getz in there in my top five as well. Oh,
well, just like rapping. Just like rapping.
Listen, Getz, bro, unbelievable, bro.
The
like,
same way we said no one wants to see Tef.
You see with like Getz, he's one of those guys, I always like listen to my headphones and but I never put him on like a motive. Someone put him on a motive and it was like low-key scaring the hoes. Like
I don't want to hear that.
Like when I just need, but when the hoes are around, I ain't really.
I've been listening to Getz in the gym.
Actually, to be fair, I got Bed Spring King on a sex playlist. So.
But like I was telling you, like I seen Getz live and I real life saw this nigga glitch on stage. Like he was spazzing so much, he disappeared for a second and came back and was spit. I promise you,
the way he used to spit when he was younger, and I used to try to do it with him when I was a kid. I'm like, how is this guy spitting like this?
It's different level, like lung control.
Different level,
Nah, but you know what, for example, one thing that I respect rappers, a lot of rappers, that no matter the situation, their music goes off. That's one criteria that you gotta have.
Yeah.
It can be a party. It can be a mo. Even they can make music to ride out with.
Yeah.
You can be all those criteria. Every single situation, bro. It's ridiculous.
That's what you do need.
Oh man, Mover actually would have been. He's the GOAT anyway.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah. So, but if he hadn't have got himself caught up in some nonsense,
like when Vybz Kartel got locked up,
That's why fuck Vybz so heavy, bruv. He's got a truth for every single situation, bruv.
Yeah, but even when he got locked up, he's still releasing music. He's still got bangers.
That was so funny.
I don't know whether if it's true, but I think he's got studio time. Yeah. He's got studio time.
He must do.
I feel like we need to start a little petition for Mover. Get him some studio time, you know?
No, he dropped a tape or two. He dropped Exit Wounds.
Yeah, but he did it all over the phone, though.
We need to get him some studios. I feel like if like a lot of people in jail had like a studio and they had like something to do, like, their craft, make beats or whatever, they could come out and actually kind of change their life around.
But then again, a lot of it is, for example, the reason why, like, obviously when Exit Wounds came out, a lot of it, there was a big trouble because they said he was like glorifying what he did.
It
would be like content matter, you remember to rap about certain things or whatnot. So.
I think even like
UK is just very mad stiff with those things. We don't have congenial visits, we don't have that. You know, it's a bit
Max B dropped a tape from jail and he's all apologizing to his mum and that.
What is it?
Yeah. Mama, I killed a man. It's crazy. He's all getting in his bag, singing off key. It's my nigga, though. I fucking love Max.
But even with UK, like, I think Digga D, I think there was one documentary where he was saying, like, he can't release anything unless he's, like, he has to send it to some people and have to go through the lyrics.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Nah, we're just playing about. Nah.
Yeah, but you don't want to incriminate yourself,
innit? No, you can't incite violence.
You can't incite violence
at all. Like, anything that that says, like, he's glorifying his life.
Wow.
And then sometimes it's like, all right, what can I rap about? Because niggas rap about their lives. Yeah. Like, they rap about what they're seeing about. And I always said as well, like, you see when people, like, say for instance, like Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's not a street nigga now.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to say he's not a street nigga. He's gone past that.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's rapping all the street stuff and you're thinking, like,
nigga, you rich now.
When you rich, like, you hang with billionaires now.
I think it's because he's not a street nigga, it's still a thing. He's still hanging around niggas that are street niggas that still got an ear to the streets. They're still in the streets themselves. So they're still telling stories back to forth. So he's still either reminiscing or going off that.
Yeah. But even so.
So same as life, just a silly situation. But say you're around niggas who are in relationships, but you're not. You're going to tell a nigga, okay, this is what the streets are saying right now. You might have missing it.
Kind of like that.
So you can rap about it in that way, in that sense. Yeah, but then again, when you reach that point, when do you grow up? When does your subject matter change?
Yeah, it's clear.
You can always call back, but it can't be an everyday thing. You can't be talking about
some people like Jay Z did it pretty well. I'll give the example of Jay Z. Like, if you listen to his first couple of albums compared to, like, even before he was quote unquote washed,
mm-hmm.
if you listen to, like, even Blueprint, for example, it's just lifestyle shit. He's just bragging. He's just bragging about how rich he is, isn't it, and how up he is. You get me?
Yep.
Or telling old stories.
Yeah.
Which
from a different point of view.
Exactly.
The thing is, you can't, like, for example, Pusha T, he's been two-bar rapper the same for so long. Because he does it so well, nobody really cares. Yeah. If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it so well that it's undeniable.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are gonna get bored.
The transition thing was good on his side, though. No, Jay-Z started rapping about art. I was like, this nigga too rich, bro.
Yeah. He's too up.
Even so, what's the artist he wants to get in?
Basquiat, bro.
Basquiat, yeah.
Bro, it's too up, fam.
It's too up. But yeah, man, you got to have a transition just naturally as you grow age, and you got to rap about so well that people say, fuck it, I'm still gonna listen to it. That's what, bro. Literally, Ben the Bush, them niggas like 45, bro. They're still talking about bricks. I love that shit. They do it so good, bro. I'm not gonna get bored of it.
But I think I was.
You ever cooked a half a brick in an air fryer? Come on, dog.
Come on, bro.
In an air fryer?
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
I look at my air fryer. Can it sit that way?
Come on, man.
Ben, the way Benny the Bush raps about bricks,
yeah, bro, it's poetry. Crazy. It's poetry, bro.
Like, he's there. It's crazy. The way he paints a picture is mad. The way Benny paints a picture is mad. Mad. I love it, man. Griselda are fucking cold, man.
I ain't even taking them in yet.
I just wish Conway could drop good albums, but that's the thing.
It happens, man.
You know when a guy can rap so well, but they just can't make albums?
That's Conway's problem.
There's people like that, though.
Like Conway dropped Reject 2. I'm not exaggerating when I say that's one of the 50 best albums I've ever heard in my life. Since then, it's just...
Have you ever, like, fucked with an artist, yeah? And then, like, a few years later, you're like, why the fuck was I listening to this shit?
Yeah. Logic.
I think
we got
when
him.
I was in school,
we got him.
Yeah,
we got
I was in school, that was
okay, for me.
Mike
shaking.
No,
Mike shaking.
Oh, you fucked Logic as well.
A little bit.
That's disgusting. Tiny, you know, for me, what was his name? You guys remember fucking Loki?
That's worse, bro.
That's worse.
Alphabet, nigga. Come on, bro. Alphabet assassin.
Immortal Technique as well.
Alright.
Bro.
We should say, no, I'm making that face because how you niggas laughing at me for Logic when you listen to a Immortal Tech and Loki.
I was in my conspiracy back then, man.
Bro. I was in my sweet man's bag. I used to listen to PNB Rock.
Oh my god, that guy got long neck as well. You're just saying he'll drink Henny today and get drunk tomorrow.
And
I'm selfish, get out of here, man.
And A Boogie. But even though the first mixtape was great.
Hey, DTB, man.
Yeah, DTB.
And DTB for Life got crazy as well.
And I carried on listening to him and I stuck with him because of the first mixtape he gave me. And I was like, yeah.
There's one track he had, the Floyd Mayweather remix with Don Q.
What happened to Don Q? You don't hear about him.
I don't know what happened to Don Q, but. That Floyd Mayweather remix is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Boogie got happy, stopped making good music.
Who?
Boogie, he got happy for a bit.
Oh, no, he faked trying. He faked it.
That's what he cheated on. He's like, he's been for the last time. She got tired of him. She left him.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. I think
architects of their own heartbreak.
Yeah. He was like, she needs to leave me so I can get back in my bag.
No, but in DTB for Life, I don't trust my bitch because I try fucking her friends. I don't trust her because I try fucking her friends, bro.
Sick, bro.
And her friends will let me. You ain't going to stop me? For real?
For real?
Is this easy?
You don't love me? You don't love me?
You done that before?
Hey. What? Me?
Yeah.
What's it? Hey.
No. I ain't.
You ain't never fucked a girl you see in friend? Ever tried, like, hit the DMs?
Nah, you guys are playing life
with
hearts.
Oh, Alex, so you done that before? That's nuts, bro.
Are you fucking smacked, bro?
Yeah, you ain't never tried that. Like, test the waters, like, how's your day?
Nah. I'm not a junkie like that. I'm not a fucking adrenaline junkie like that.
I would never do that, Stu.
When they pull up after the situation's ended, then maybe,
I'm talking about after the situation, not during. That's
you're talking about during, you dickhead.
No, I'm talking after.
You said you meant during, don't
you?
You
said during, bro.
After. Nah.
Hey, man.
Nah. We're all
cheeks
good
is
guys.
Cheeks.
You niggas is crazy as hell, man.
We're all good guys on here, man.
Lawyer can't pin it.
Facts. What?
Huh? Can't pin that case on me. Yeah. I'm Teflon.
Yeah, like, I was talking to Alice the other day. I was like, I'd be trying to find peace, but me and peace have mad beef right now. Like, I can't.
Peace don't get along.
Love, he put something on his story, yeah, and I was like, bro, like, I want better for you. I legit said I want better for you. It's like, do you remember in, in Dark Knight, but at the end when Alfred and Bruce see each other in the cafe,
yeah,
and they don't say they just
That's
it. I just want to bump into Alex one day and just see him.
Yeah,
and be like,
nod. Yeah,
like you're
happy now.
Yeah, you're happy now. We ain't gonna live like this normal, bro. Like you're actually a living meme.
My life.
Like you're a walking talking meme. Niggas is calling you just an LA boy. That's, do you know how crazy that is?
That's bad.
Yeah,
that when I seen that, I was like, nah, man.
Yeah, you wilding, big bro.
Yeah, you wilding. You wilding. Also, that advice thread was bonkers.
What was you playing at?
No, there was one good funny one, though, where the guy said a madness and you were like, yo, I can't help you.
Bro.
Yeah. Okay, how many of you think is actually real?
No. Two or three.
I don't believe.
I saw one where he was like, I just helped him cheat his scandals. I don't know how to get your bitch.
Yeah. You know,
how to get my bitch back.
You know the ones that niggas coming to you like, how do I get my girl back?
I'm trying.
I told you when I get mine back. I'm struggling out here.
I'm just like you. Twins.
You got me bad advice, okay?
Sometimes trying to get a girl back be so hard. You know, like that first fuck up, and then like she's seriously gone, and like you're doing everything.
Yeah.
I mean, trying to even throw out that I love you. Like, she's like, get out of there, man.
You really, Hail Mary is like, it's only like 20 minutes in the game. We're like, bro, we've got 8 minutes left. Niggas should bring it to Suez and
like, beating it off from the halfway line, like Bruno.
No. For no reason.
Cutting, just banging it.
Bruv.
But yeah, no. Nowadays, yeah, I can't even lie. Fighting for a woman is kind of long, man.
I ain't built for that.
You know what it is?
I kid you not, it's almost never worth it. But carry on, sorry.
Oh, what? Trying
this
to
whole fighting for a woman thing is out. I'm not king Arthur.
Almost never worth it. Almost never worth it. But carry on.
No, go on. You spitting right now.
Expound.
Supposedly, you get her back now. Huh?
Allegedly.
You get her back now, and then she's not the same. She kind of resents you a bit.
You resent her.
Yeah, you resent her eventually as well. It's just a topsy-turvy thing. It's never the same. And then you realise, shit, this is why I left it.
Yeah.
You realise all the reasons why you left in the first place.
I've always said, taking back, like, you're going to take me back and then raise my daughter with that mentality. Get out of there, man.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. I need a strong woman, bro.
Yeah. I need a strong woman, not a dumb woman.
I need a strong woman that actually leave me. Like, but please don't. It's a bit of give and take. Like,
don't leave me, but don't leave me.
Anyway, what have you not been watching on the TV?
I went to see Shang-Chi the other day. That was good.
The fight season, that was crazy.
Do you know what? Hard, that kind of pissed me off, yeah, because I was in the cinema and there was bare reading to do at the start for translating. I was like, I ain't here for all this, man. Like,
this guy, bro.
I was reading it. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. But then
you changed your name to Jaden, you know?
What? We're training to Jaden.
Oh my God,
yeah, no,
me.
I just wasn't in the right space to be reading.
Idiot.
But other than that, that movie slap. I haven't seen it.
I heard it's coming on Disney Plus soon, so I'm just gonna wait.
Come out in November.
It's a good movie still, good movie.
I had to watch the bonkers film, Fast and Furious.
No, it's a good movie. It's like any Marvel movie where, like, there's tidbits that's like dry humor, funny, in it, and there's tidbits in it. As a whole movie,
it's a decent movie.
It's a decent movie.
What?
The fight scenes are good.
The fight scenes are crazy.
But it's a decent movie.
What?
They'll throw hands on Shang-Chi.
There's a few series I need to get involved in. I need to watch What If. Need to watch Squid Game. I started Sex Education.
I've heard about Squid Game. People going crazy. Sex Education, Squid Game. I heard those two.
Yeah.
Sex Education. That the white woman.
Hey, listen, Ruby.
What
is that her name? I'm bad with names. Hey, it's coming to that bit where we might have a top five white women. Top five milk women. Ludo might be absent.
Do you remember Cindy from EastEnders?
No, I don't remember
seeing her.
She was Cindy in EastEnders, isn't it?
But
she was nice back then as well, bro.
Whoa, was she?
Nigga, she's a year younger than me. It's okay.
But was she?
Yeah. He's Cindy.
She was like related to Ian somehow. You know Ian, she's got bare family.
Yeah, everyone on Watford Square. Yeah, Wolford.
Everyone in Wolford's related, bro.
That's Wolford. Everyone's related.
But the show's good still. It's got like It's like comedy drama.
Okay. Teen drama type.
Thing is, I don't know. I never went to a white school in it, but like I always feel with these shows, it's like it's always a bit exaggerated. Like every day, like a picture of someone's pussy gets sent to everyone in school.
Okay.
That should never happen when I was in school. Not in my school. I don't know. You went to school in like fuck knows where you went to school.
Yeah, obviously, when BBM came about.
It was the slut list.
You know, the slag list. It was called Grimm. They were called Grimms.
They were called Grimms. Yeah.
You remember?
Grimms.
When the Grimm list came out, if you see girls from your school on it, the next day it's going to be mad awkward. They're looking at you, you're looking at them.
You know, when I first heard that word, I first heard it by Dizzy Rascal on that track Jezebel. I really hope you're not a Grimm. I really hope you're not a Jezzy.
Yeah, stuff like Grimm list, all that stuff.
But yeah, I don't think...
That stuff, the Spice Pages and that. Oh yeah, 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 yeah,
used to put girls on though as well. Wow.
Of course, no. Yeah.
I remember they made a thing. It was like slaggy as slags. Yeah. And it was putting Brez on there as well.
My God.
Luckily, I beat those allegations.
It was putting Brez on there, bro. Yeah. I was like, whoa, it's bad.
You know how bad it is to girls put you on there back in those days as well?
Yeah.
I remember numbers up. Back in my school days, the girls made a big dick list. Yeah.
How did they look?
Interesting.
Bro, yeah. it was just like, yeah. I remember they gave one nigga like a 210, 2 out of 10, it would be like out of 10 to see how big it is. And he was fuming. And as I remember, he whipped it out, and everyone was like, oh, hey, get out of here.
Hey.
What
hey,
what one eye open, one eye sleeping. One eye. And then I remember my name got nice. I got a 7 out of 10. Bro, it wouldn't even... Back then, it wasn't even a 7 out of 10. I should have got a 1 out of 10 or something.
Was this just speculation then?
Bro, it was just... They just made it up to rattle. The girls just made it up to rattle bare people. And like, if you was nice to the girls, they'll nice to the list.
Yeah.
But if you was just an absolute demon, 210.
Yeah.
You can have the girthiest thing ever, 210. Doesn't matter to them.
Fucking hell.
But yeah.
Those slag lists, all those lists as well, that thing, and sometimes people's nudes, unfortunately, would get exposed and that, and they'll get broadcasted.
Oh, yeah.
Never happened in my school.
Sometimes it got so deep, also like these slag lists got so big that it would be... Not even just your school, but like the whole of East London.
You see
hundreds of names, go rah!
Yeah, like people get mad specific and be like, put their name and their school, brackets to school.
That's
school.
A madness.
Well, yeah.
And people were clocking on, like, if it's like to the end of the list,
that means you did it on added on.
You did it on added on. So people were like putting in the middle.
Yeah.
It was mad slimy. It was mad slimy.
I know about them things. Not like lists and that, but not pictures and that.
It was slimy lists and that. But it got to be silly, you add people that you don't know, or people that you know, but just, you know.
Right, I remember one time a BD I was moving to got put on the list.
Were you ahead of the moon?
My head was cooked.
Not my buttercup.
My head was cooked.
Not my cinnamon apple.
You got a cinnamon
inkling. You know what it is? The CRB came back with a red mark in it, but I see it.
I would have sent it to him. Like, what's all this about, baby?
The dossier came back to me. I looked at it. I was like, fuck it, man.
Nah. Son, there's an error there. There's an error.
Not my Lucy.
The dossier came back to me. It was thick.
That's a lot of paperwork there.
The CMB, this one, the deep dossier
was fixed.
Oh, shit.
You know when the Brett overdid it.
Yeah.
The Brett overdid it. He tried to put a few things in there that weren't really worth mentioning. He wanted to rattle him, and I was like, alright, cool. You got your point across.
Taking her back 7 years long.
There's been a couple times.
Also, she did this.
Yeah.
And you meet watching, bro.
There's a couple times where you're chatting to a babe and the CRB fails. Like, there's bare man with stories, and he's like, I'm still running. Like, I'm ignoring all the haters.
That's what he just said.
It's my time to shine. Like, you niggas hate me.
The haters.
You niggas hate me because you ain't me.
When did you guys stop the CRB stuff?
Yeah, so dumb.
I stopped CRBs when I was at 20.
I haven't really been. I'm more time if I'm chatting to someone, I won't really ask around anyway. Yeah. My boys would come around, who's your main thing? And I'll show them. More time, they won't even know.
It's like, they don't know in the first place.
It's different when you get older, though, because when you get older, when you're young, innit, everyone you move to is, like, in your immediate community.
Immediate circle, immediate community,
So it's like, let's say, for example, we live in the same bit, but you go to this school and I go to that school 20 minutes down the road, innit? We'll have a lot of mutual friends.
Yeah.
So, like, even if let's say, for example, you go to that school, I go to that school, but then the beanie goes to that school, right?
Mm.
You can ask me, but I might have friends in that school, so exactly. I'll know, and vice versa, innit? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So that's kind of how...
When you get older, you don't care.
I stopped caring a long time ago.
Unless it's a mezzaline,
If
one of my niggas is on there...
If Gino's on there, then...
But you know what?
You said my name!
If Gino's on there, I can't even get me. Anything I do is going to be disappointing.
What are you saying?
Gino.
What's the nigga saying my name?
Gino, bro.
We say you got the best stroke game in the game.
That is ridiculous. I'd be learning from you, bro. Like, I'm on the sidelines like this.
trying to beat the game. But no, even so, like, say if like the mad thing was there, like she's had a story where she sucked 10 dicks in one night, just went crazy, and I started seeing her. I wouldn't even ask around. The story will come up.
Yeah, it will come up.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Like, anything that I was meant to hear, you'll
God,
come
God forbid it doesn't come up, though.
But you know, back in the day when...
I don't wanna know. Bro. If you're playing me, keep it on the low. Cause my heart can't take it anymore. As they say, English is bliss, man.
Bro, ignorance is bliss. But you know what's so bad back in the day? I know everyone here has experienced it. But if you haven't, this is going to be mad embarrassing. Yeah. But when you show like one of the bad W.O.T. and they're like, hold on. What, that thing? If I start throwing bangs, my eyes closed. Oh, that's going to be crazy.
I remember driving to work. Yeah.
Like, after that, it's never the same. She always clock, why are you acting weird with me? Mm.
Why do you think, man? Yeah, asking me questions, man.
I was about like 19, 20. I was like, yeah, just chatting to this new thing. Mm. So some guy I don't really know at work, but we from the same area. Mm. And he was like, he covered his mouth. He was like, oh.
When he covered his mouth.
And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, a couple of my guys have run through it. I was like, my cinnamon. Like, we've been chatting for time. Yeah. Like, when I say
catch
time,
feelings
like,
in that, yeah.
Like 2 months.
Yeah.
Like,
Feelings can grow.
I was like, kind of like just driving. Loki, a tear wanted to come out.
You're in the front seat like Mitch.
I'm dead out here, B. I need my little man's back.
You lot ever found out after and feel like you dodged the bullet? Did you find out much after, though? Ever happened like that before? Instead of not in the moment, like you just so happened to split, and then you find out after you're like, "Rah, this is crazy."
I kind of stopped caring after anyway.
It's not even caring.
You find that she's crazy or something.
Yeah. It's not even like if she's like beat like 10, 20. No, I don't really care.
You find that she's crazy.
That she's crazy.
Or she be stealing niggas' cards and shit. That's happened to me.
Why do you think someone steals your square?
What?
Not
think stole your square.
Not my square. You hear her? Like she does that.
Oh, about to say.
She be taking pictures of niggas' cards and that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Both sides.
Both sides, bro. Nah, it's just not even both sides. She already knows your three numbers at the back.
Not even beat whatever. Like, I don't care about that. But it's like, I can't deal with if it's people that I will always see. Like, guys that are just in my media group of like influence.
I told you that story when I was at ball, man.
It can't, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. When you're beating someone or like, seeing someone.
Yeah, but it can't be like, okay, for instance, someone like Ludo, innit? Of course. But it also can't be someone that I'll see often. Like, I wouldn't want that.
Bro, I told you when I was at ball and them two niggas got into it, and he's like, yeah, blah, 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 yeah, like,
saying,
get me.
You, bitch.
That was nuts. That was nuts,
bro.
You should have the blicky, bro.
Bro.
I would have told him, wait right there. I'd have jogged home. Don't even care if it's a mile home. I'll jog home. Jog to the boot. Sign. I'm coming back with, I'm pretending I have something. Yeah. Sign him up.
So I come back, you better be good.
One time ago, whatever, I was thinking about it, yeah, but it went off to like nothing, innit? A few years later, I'm hearing, this nigga that I know clapped that same, like, just before me, literally. I said, this is nuts.
You was running with a slapper.
I said, this is nuts, bro.
You lot were getting passed around. That's the point.
You guys were getting passed around.
We was the hoes, bro. We was the hoes, bro.
Hey, sometimes, yeah.
I don't want to know. In terms of, it can't be someone that I will bump into.
Yeah, it can't be anyone.
That's all I ask.
I'm pretty sure a lot of women are the same. Yeah. Like, it can't be a friend or a friend of a friend.
Yeah, man, I'm sure girls are like that.
I don't care.
I think girls are more like that. I think girls are like that more.
They are, bro.
Because you've got bare men who don't mind crashing something their bridges crashed.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm saying, have you ever been treated like the hoes?
Yeah.
Like a baby.
You clock your around the hoes.
Yeah, right.
You ain't even like a side piece, you just the hoe.
The hoe, that's it.
Like, she's just come here.
You never speak, and she just shouts at you every now and again.
Yeah, bro, sometimes if I actually like kind of like her, I'd be like, oh, damn.
What's for you when you like her? She ain't feeling like that,
bro. I'd rather she curve me. I'd rather she curve me. But when
you don't like her, I mean, she don't like you. She just likes what you do for her, and that's every now and again.
It's like damn.
If plan A doesn't, this game.
Like, you come here for sex and you haven't even asked about my day.
Why? She don't give a shit about your day, bro.
Like, I don't give a shit about your day, nigga. Whip it out.
Like,
let me see it.
My uncle just died yesterday.
I was hearing it. I felt like it was just me that was hearing what you say. Like, you good over there, big bro?
You want to see what?
You want to see what?
Please, was the it.
No comment.
But you know what I'm saying?
They
yeah,
don't
like,
a, they don't give a dash, bro.
Ask about my day. Like,
I mean, you know it's all right when you clock raw.
Yeah. Are you in bed?
Yeah, you're not, your head's on the moon, bro. Like,
you see that picture of SpongeBob standing in his underwear? Yeah. Yeah. Just there standing there, like, hold on, like, what?
You ever had like a babe like get a towel and like dash at you to clean yourself up or something, like, or like clean up?
That's right.
You have to clean up.
Clean up. She's recording you, man. I have to clean up.
Never want to see that nigga again. I never want to see that nigga again.
Hey, he's in London right now.
Every time I see him in London, I get bare angry. Like, I get bare angry. Like, it pisses me off.
Bro, he's Miles is the worst nigga ever, bro.
Bro, he's in London right now, and automatically, it's like the horniness is in the air. Like,
well, horny dirty comes to town, bro.
Saying the horniness caught me again.
The 101 variant.
Bro, the horniness caught me randomly like about 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks ago. I was saying, have you ever been like so horny? Yeah, like you're like watching porn.
Yeah.
And like, you ever start like talking to the babe?
Nah, you gone clear.
Hey, slow down.
You gone clear.
Hey. You're so
horny, bro. Are you talking to the cameraman? Hey, yeah. Get back angle,
No, you're trying to beat off here. You're not. You gotta go again. Like, right. I didn't feel nothing.
Too horny, bro.
No, but then when you're that horny, bro, you're literally, nah, I got a crash.
Yeah.
Too horny, guys.
I gotta hit something.
I'm leaving with something.
I'm leaving with something.
Oh man!
But you lot are fucking psychopaths. I swear to God.
On to other things, man.
Best city for cheeks,
huh?
Best city. I'm telling you.
Best city for cheeks.
What's the best city for cheeks? You know, saying Brom's got the
Birmingham,
best.
Birmingham, bro. I feel for the best.
Is that you had your most fun? Are you at uni there? So, but I don't know if that counts though, because a lot of them are from London though.
No, yeah. But you end up.
Would you crush your locals as well?
You end up with a lot of locals.
Cheeks and Chino for real.
Cheeks and Chino for real.
Nah,
double CC.
Niggas acting like I was doing a mad thing.
Central C. Oh, you see it.
You ain't even cheeks and Chino, no. You're crushing.
You know where I gotta go? Newcastle.
Bro, there's a lot of white women there.
I'm pretty sure there's black women there.
It's mostly Cravendale over there.
Yeah.
It might even be Cravendale, to be honest, but it's mostly that variation of ladies still.
There's a lot of...
Yeah. Cravendale, that's that Tesco blue cap.
But Newcastle's very, very close to Scotland.
That's
yeah,
true.
Like, it's...
There's no black Geordies. There's got
to
be.
There's one or two.
When I went to Newcastle... There's a lot of
black people in Manny though. Manny, who's in Manny? There's a lot of
Manny I've heard.
Yeah, Manny's like the mini London, they say. Like it's like
in a way.
Manny I heard is hard.
Liverpool, that's next on the list.
Liverpool.
I need to see black scousers.
Hey, I wanna go back Liverpool.
Well, you got Liverpool to see Wildman.
You know, I wanna go back.
Nah, Liverpool, you went a different crowd, bro.
I was in my niggas.
You're NFI still.
That was all I was there.
You're NFI, yeah.
I feel so bad, yeah. Last time.
You're not better than me.
NFI, bro.
What?
He's NFI, he's not coming to Liverpool.
What
was wrong? But we went to Liverpool, you know when someone has to wingman for someone to crash sign?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not going to say no names. I seriously won't even say no names. Yeah. But he must have fell asleep. He didn't crash or anything. He must have fell asleep next to his thing that he's meant to be, like, chopping. But he's just entertaining. Bro, the thing was horrible. What I mean, like, I've never seen a 0 out of 10.
That's so rude.
I
don't have my friends enough to do that, bro.
Bro, like, when I mean proper sleeping on her lap, I had to get a little picture. Yeah. And I'm that guy. If you do anything crazy around me, I'm taking videos and pictures. Yeah. Like,
You defend.
Yeah. I'm low-key the one to, like, get your relationship, like, blown up. Who was it? Nick Young and who...
For instance,
if one of you doing the mad thing, I was just like drunkenly doing it.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, so what about the 21-year-old? And Swaggy P was like, oh, beat that yesterday.
You know, like that Juicy's kid when you throw the camera in the car?
Yeah. But do you ever feel like, when friends or acquaintances, like they're catching up with you, do you ever feel like they the feds?
That kind of guy.
You're not talking to every day. Like, oh, so who are you chatting to now? Like, oh,
any other things you're seeing, like, you're thinking,
why'd you care?
You know, like, hey, yo, yeah. like you know me, like, yeah, we're, yeah, like, we're niggas, like, yeah. it's not that, bro. Like
you,
that.
You watching me too hard. Ah! I made a tweet about it. How I was out on Sunday, yeah? A nigga tried to spike me.
What? Actually, forget about that, forget. But, hey, you know we got recognised for the pod in Manny?
Yeah.
Us, what, in Manny?
In Manny, hey. Whoa, swear down.
Yeah, hey, I was famous.
They were like, what? Oh, we recognise your voice. Did you get some tapes?
Hey, you get cheeks?
Obviously, I said no.
No one get cheeks?
I said no, we're not. But obviously, it's like, nah, it's you, man. Yeah,
you?
Because I never got, they were talking to Ludo. I don't even know what I was doing. I think I was talking to my nigga Joe.
Don't talk.
Shout out my nigga Joe, by the way.
Hey, shout out Joe. Realest gay nigga alive. but literally, obviously, they were like, your voice sounds familiar. Like, Apes of Tate was like, nah, I don't know what that is. Nah, it's you, man.
Nah, it's you, man.
The Alex came like, well, I'll go on, innit? I was like, oh, yeah, definitely. You got the Apes of Tate, guys are so funny, man. Nah, shout out to niggas still.
Shout out to you, man. Shout out to
niggas. We're nationwide, nigga. We're nationwide. We're
going to do a tour. If I wasn't so drunk, I'd have been more buzzed.
Yeah, Apes on tour, too, man. Apes on tour.
Just a little side note. I hate when you're happy, bro. I don't know what it is.
What's your problem?
I feel like, in Manchester, he was beating so many cases, bruv. He was beating so many cases.
Couldn't catch me on that.
He's lying as a beast, bruv.
Couldn't catch me on that.
He just kept winning. Man, it's blood. You kept winning, bruv.
Couldn't catch me on that.
There's one time you won, yeah. I was gonna say exact, but it was just like, I'm happy for you, bro. You know that scar on me? I'm happy for you, bro. I'm happy too.
You got to hell, nigga.
Nah, the craziest one is on the way back, we were supposed to go back to Victoria, really. The thing stopped 15 minutes from my crib. Randomly, you didn't even know it was going to stop there. And
also,
I was in bed. These niggas weren't even home yet.
Fair.
I was in bed with my feet up.
And also with obviously, we got coach there and coach back. This guy somehow booked the wrong coach ticket.
Yeah.
So
which is so fucked, because I booked first.
He told me I booked the wrong coach ticket. He booked it for an hour after our coaches leaves, innit? I was at three. He booked it for four for some reason. It was weird, innit?
Okay.
We get to the thing now. The guy's like, I'll see what I can do if I can get the same coach as us. But it's like, obviously, if not, you might have to get the coach and go 5 hour journey home by yourself.
That would have been sad, but I'd have been like, like Tracy Beaker. When
and the thing with BK is literally, there was bare seats left because people got an earlier coach. He'd be that game as well. Yeah. I was going to go home by himself. He kept winning that weekend, bro.
Sometimes.
The good win.
Sometimes you need those weekends. You need those weekends.
The clean hearted
do win, bro. Suck my dick, nigga.
Get out of here, bro.
He might be. He might be.
Clean hearted win, bro.
I know about that.
You feel like he's got skeletons.
What are you talking about, and what size is that T-shirt as well?
I don't know about that. It's a medium. What are you talking about?
All right, if you say so.
Is that for a medium, bro?
You're coming an XX wall, bro.
What is it he's talking about, bro?
Look like Cisco.
What are you talking about,
blood? Hey, if we ever go on video, would you, like, get baby oil and just, like, do the pod? Just baby oil up?
Do you feel like, do you know what? It's my fault. I made myself a target this week.
You did still.
Yeah, you shouldn't have came. You should have called in sick.
And you came late.
Do you know what? I put my hands up.
I think if Chino's gonna come late, he's gonna be late.
I put my hands up, man. I'm gonna eat that. Fair enough.
Why were you late though? What were you doing? Were you busy?
Yeah, I was actually busy.
But you knew you were recording late.
I didn't see the time.
His time management is poor, bro.
Fair enough.
It is. A lot of time. I won't lie to you at all.
If I said, Chino, come here for 7, I got £500 for you, you'd have been on time.
Maybe.
Fair enough, man.
Chino, come here. There's cheeks.
Cheeksy.
I'd still be late. I don't care about cheeks, bro. Don't you know me?
Your name's Cheeksy. You don't care about cheeks.
I'm trying to act brand new. You don't care about cheeks.
No, but when I be on time sometimes when I meet you. What are you talking about? When we go ball.
Even I don't like waiting for you.
And you're coming to my bit. I'm like, do you know what? I don't want you to have to chill on my bit. So I'll come early.
You know the ones where people are so late where you're thinking, nah, you're taking the piss out of me.
Like, yeah, I feel like that's enough.
You know what's the worst thing is when you're waiting for a girl. Like say if you're actually waiting for her.
Yeah.
And like
you're like a dickhead driven by yourself, bro.
You're like waiting for 10 minutes, and after 10 minutes, I'm gonna get set up.
I remember one time I was in a restaurant
literally
for like 30 minutes waiting for someone, innit?
30?
Yeah.
I'm getting home, I can't lie. Nah, 20,
I'm gonna come back to you. She's coming.
The thing is, you know somebody else, she'll make you be mad late, come, oh, why is your mood like that? Bitch, you're late! now that whole day is ruined. Now, I can't lie,
that's why I hate girls' women's birthdays, because they show up late and they have the makeup on. And it's just, you know what I mean? It's just air, bro. It's just air.
I'm not too mad. As long as, like, unless it's the case of when you're way here, you're like,
no,
you,
but
you
but
stop
come
replying.
You,
if you stop no, replying.
The thing is that,
yeah.
Say you go to a birthday thing, yeah, you're the only one that knows her. Like, bro, I don't know these people, yeah, but myself, I'm awkward enough already, bro. They got me in awkward situations. They
really know they're fidgety, bro. Yeah, whatever. Like, when I look at me side on,
and them niggas know my cheating scandals as well. You know that. You know that your friends don't like me.
That's because you was tweeting about them.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Who's this?
Like, she's coming down. Like, who's this? Where's my girl?
Look like a disco ball. Oh, gosh.
I'm fucking with a nigga.
Who's this? These guys are fucking donuts, man.
But no, it gets political sometimes. I don't know. Yeah, you know what it is? It's like...
Don't be late, please.
No, but with that, it's like you look so good throughout the whole year and the pressure comes and you completely flop it, like...
You fluff your lines.
You're embarrassing me.
Under the bright lights, you fluff your lines.
Is that the dress is completely bonkers where she just forgets how to dress for the day?
She's dressed like Meg Thee Stallion.
She's dressed like a WWE diva, bro.
She cannot dress Meg Thee Stallion. Thank God she's gorgeous because she cannot dress.
I think she's got a stylist now. A dress sense kind of changed.
It works for her in a crazy way.
Nah, some of them.
I think the whole Texas thing.
Yeah, Texas Rangers type shit, innit?
Bruv.
The cheeks.
Just like Django, bruv. Fuck, man.
Texas Home Ranger.
But no, the cheeks are out.
You're killing me.
The cheeks are out, so I can't complain.
I can't.
No. All right. Yeah.
You were saying she ain't got cheek like that.
What? No, before I said.
You should compare her to Cherokee.
Cheek for cheek, she's the best female rapper alive.
What's it, cheek for cheek? Yeah, for part. What are you talking about? Cheek for cheek.
Well, name a
female rapper.
I can't exactly say the thingy, but I don't think I said it like that.
You did. I can find the episode.
If you find it, then show it to me.
I don't think I
said it like that.
You said it like that.
I said Megan got cheeks.
But I'll
put
my money back.
If I punch you out your glasses,
bro. I said something about the shape. I'm not talking about shape.
No, shape, everything, shape, firmness. You got all of that. Jiggle.
Texture.
Come on, bro.
You can see the texture, man. You can see
the texture.
I can imagine it.
I can see the texture, bro. You touch it.
You can imagine, bro.
You touch it?
Hey, no, I ain't touch it, but you know, I can see it.
You sniff it.
Come on, what the hell, bro?
You see, when you said you wanted to go to Texas with no underwear, we should arrest you.
Okay.
You should have been put in cuffs. You shouldn't have been able to leave the studio like by your own accord.
Oh, what? All of a sudden, I'm the
We told you.
Like, I'm a bad guy.
Niggas always try to get onto me, but he's the silent, horny nigga where he's like, yo.
You're ridiculous, horny. Nigga, what are you beating off?
Like, you do realise when he goes silent on the pod, for like 10 minutes.
He's looking at cheeks.
He's just looking at cheeks.
Alex is looking at his phone.
I realise Alex is looking at porn, bro.
It's crazy, man.
You can't even deny it.
I don't feel like the agenda's there.
No, Kizzy, he's not an agenda.
You're literally the horniest nigga in the room. Any room you can go in, you're the horniest nigga.
That is an outright lie, because I don't even know what you do when you're away from this place. I have no idea where you're going.
Like, you seen him
on a night out. Yeah. I'd just be
chilling. Well, I'd be chilling as well, bro.
Yeah, I really
I'd be chilling screwing.
That's my vibe.
Don't copy my flow.
No, you know what it is? Like, I was out the other day and literally, I was just chilling with my boy and
I just in the corner, you know, that's me.
We just
I vibe with my people, that's
it. Like, we just chatting it up and then bro, you realize, a lot of women just come and harass you for no reason when you just literally looking for women. And it got kind of annoying.
It gets annoying, like, bro, leave me alone, bro.
Sometimes it's always annoying when the dead ones are like coming to talk to you. Like, why aren't you enjoying yourself? Like,
I am. It's you got it.
Sure.
Don't worry about me. I'm
gonna enjoy myself till you got it.
A little ugly, but I was just saying, there was a legit guy kept on trying. I was drinking water whole night, and a guy tried to keep spilling alcohol in my drink, and I was like, I didn't know him. He came up to me, you know, when like you kind of know someone and you think you don't know the name. Yeah. Came up to me and like, I know you, Alex. Da-da-da. I was like, I don't really know you, but cool. And we're talking now, and he's mad drunk and he's kind of spilt his drink near my cup. I thought, cool, like he's just drunk.
Mistaken.
And I'm looking away and he's like tried to pour his vodka in my thing. I was like, bro, what you want?
Yeah.
I was like, whose man's is this? Yeah. I was like, shit, whose man's is this? I couldn't believe it. Like,
your cheeks were in danger.
But yeah, then I was just like, you know what? carried on my night. And then, yeah, throughout the whole thing, it was just, yeah. And niggas were moving mad spooky. Yeah, I can't even lie. But
that's ridiculous.
But sometimes
that was like on Saturday morning. Luda was like, "Yo, man, I think I got spiked, man." He was fucked. He was sitting on the bed, man. I think I got spiked. You know, like, you get spiked, nigga. You just drunk too much.
Yeah,
I drank way too much.
But Can you lot feel like you go to the club sober? No. Like the club.
No. Yeah, I did it for ages. Oh, I never used to drink.
Yeah, he never used to drink. Yeah. Did you one day he started drinking again? Actually,
I used to drink, then I stopped.
Yeah.
And then now I drink.
He started getting cheats again, he started drinking.
This guy's a dumb.
Correlation.
I started drinking because of this fucking podcast. I started drinking Magnums again because of this podcast.
You used to drink before that?
No, I wasn't.
Hey, the first time I met you was in Phonos.
Yeah, I didn't drink.
I thought this nigga was in his Muslim bag.
No, you met him at Power League. On a night out, actually.
Oh. Phonox, yeah. I never drank.
I can't be sipping at Power League
every morning and decides it's better than everybody. I promise you.
Me drinking... Me drinking or not drinking doesn't make me better than anyone. There's a lot of reasons why I'm better than you, but that's not one of them.
Okay, fine.
I could go for 5 reasons why I'm better than you.
Why you can't let him say any better than you? I would have that. Yeah. Personally, I would have that. Alex, I can understand. That's a good, upstanding citizen. Alex,
5 reasons why I'm better.
Alex,
I treat women better than you.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I don't know about that.
You already missed.
Oh, yeah, you missed already.
You already missed. You should have like, my ex.
That's yeah, was too deep. Give me the hammer. Give me the Uzi.
That's the funniest clip ever. There's a lot of niggas better than you.
I don't know about that, man. I'm a very upstanding guy, to be honest with you. You lot just make it seem like this, innit? Which is fine.
Your name is Cheeksy.
Cheeksy.
That came from him, from nothing. That came from absolutely nothing.
What a name, Cheeksy.
That came from Cheeksy. Absolutely nothing.
It's the alliteration that kills me.
Cheeksy Cheeto now.
Niggas, you're gonna be on the road, yo, Cheeks. Yo, Cheeks.
Pause. You can't be pause now, play, nigga.
Play. Hey, fuck the pause, play, nigga.
Doesn't that Latino nigga call himself Cheeks?
Who?
The guy with the aggressive girlfriend.
Who?
That Latino guy who does the skits with his.
Oh, the comedy guy?
Yeah, man. That's what he calls himself Cheeks.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that.
I didn't even know that.
Hey, big pause on him, bro.
Yeah, big pause.
Call yourself Cheeks.
I'm definitely the best on here, by the way, definitely. I treat women the best, for sure. You're the best. Yeah. Very relaxed guy, calm guy. Don't make too much noise.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're trying to play that mysterious type. It ain't working.
You know what? You start speaking to the lady and you got worse. You didn't improve.
Because I wanted to come back. So I wanted like to
Tony,
come back.
Look at me for like Tony Soprano.
Nigga, for no reason.
How you go to therapy and you come back a worse nigga? Right. Like, you just constantly doing bad. Like,
how? How, Sway?
Because I miss her, bro. I wanted to come back.
I get a grip, man.
I missed the lady, bro. I wanted to come back.
You fucking the lady.
I remember when this guy was mad upset and we had balls. Slots was like, bro, I was like, what's the matter with you?
That was so nuts.
Slots was gunning it. I was like, whoa, chill. He was like, bro, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, Slots was like, what? Like, what was that?
He's like, what do you mean?
Like, I was down bad.
Bro, I was on him.
I was like,
on him.
Bad. I was down terrible.
Man, yeah, bro. What do you mean, bro?
I was down terrible, bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my
man, that ball just barely.
He's like, one woman.
Hey, 4.5 billion women in the world.
Oh, my
goodness. You go hang over one.
There's certain friends here you can't go through a breakup with.
Honest to God.
Like, niggas is like, get your money up,
yeah.
Get a new whip, hit the trap. You're like, yo, bro, just like
hit the trap.
Yo, like, he buys you a brick, hey. Yeah.
Hey, brick right up, man.
This gonna change your life.
Quote unquote, someone that I may or may not know, someone who I may or may not be in this room. If I give him the opportunity, he might have thrown me out. Upsy.
Where? Huh?
Someone who I may or may not be in this room would have thrown me up there somewhere. If I give him the opportunity.
It would have taken your mind off her.
Is he wearing pink?
He's wearing something. Yeah, he's wearing, yeah.
It's orange.
Nigga here wearing salmon.
Yeah, he's real zesty.
I give him the opportunity, I'll be in someone's flat with two teeth.
There's certain friends that go for certain things. There's certain friends you're not going to go vent to because they're going to hear some dumb
this
shit.
Some old stories I've heard are crazy, you know.
Yeah.
What? I've heard niggas that like, waking up with a nitty's like, finger in their mouth. And that.
You should have got a rap, yeah?
Yeah, like...
Nah, that's nuts. But yeah, nah.
Like, imagine waking up with knees like going through your mouth with their fingers. Madness.
That's nuts.
According to Young Adam, they were having sex with knees.
Young Adam, I just realized
you. Young who?
Young Adam.
But no.
Look,
but,
man, thank you for Home Alone, but I don't know where where you were going with that one, bro.
Hey, you see your local nitties, yeah? Do you ever like think about like what's happened to their lives? Like
if they wanted to reach that point?
No. See when like you see them every day.
Yeah.
And then one day you stop seeing him. And you think, like, did he overdose? Did he get a job?
Yeah,
did he
there's been a lot of them in my bit who have overdosed. Like,
yeah, like, there's so many nitties growing up in my area where, like, actually...
Yeah, they grew up with you, bro.
Yeah, like some nitties are mad cool.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just be...
You know, on a first-name basis or like,
yeah,
like...
Do you remember Colombo, bro? Yeah. Colombo.
Colombo.
Fuck, okay, call out Colombo because there was a theory that he was a detective prior, yeah? But I'm just saying, he was fucked up.
For
yeah.
fuck's sake.
Fucked
man.
Up, yeah, this guy, you see that like, girl when he was kids.
I didn't see him,
yeah, he disappeared. He disappeared. Someone said he moved to like Leighton. I was like, yeah. And then I saw man randomly the other day.
Wait, his life together?
For years.
His life together?
No! He was walking through the traffic with one long coat, yeah, looking like he ain't got no worries.
Hey, sometimes it's good to see that nitty, yeah. Like, alright,
you're still good. But then, well, not good, but you're living for years.
There was one nitty on Tottenham High Road. Right, if you go there, if you bump into him, it's a mad educational, like, he knows everything.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be spitting mad facts, yeah? And you're thinking, nah, you're like, you're lying. And you're going to, like, Google.
Yeah.
He's one of them people who had too much information downloading his head and his hard drive just collapsed.
Like, they say that can happen, you know?
Bro, his hard drive literally collapsed.
Like, if you watch Joe Rogan and Elon Musk talk, yeah? Elon Musk will do this thing where he pauses for, like, 20 seconds. And it's like he's trying to process information in his head. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like he's got so much going on in his brain where he has to like take 10, 15 seconds to like...
Who's your money on to be a villain? Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos?
Elon Musk has the face for it.
Yeah. Like,
Jeff Bezos, I feel like he's planning already. Like he's been planning.
That spaceship, yeah. What's he doing with that?
There's something going on, bro.
He's Lex Luthor vibes, isn't it?
Word, bro. Exactly. Bold as well.
People like that, like really intelligent people, yeah, have... quirks to them, innit? Elon Musk is not all put together, you know?
Of course he isn't, bro.
You can't be that smart and be all put together.
I've seen him talk, like, I watched one documentary about, like, how he built Tesla, yeah? Sometimes I feel like he glitches and then he comes back.
Yeah, them niggas ain't real.
He has
Asperger. You see, he's autistic, innit?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's the same thing.
No, he is.
It's a bit different.
He's autistic. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, he will take a sec, and then he'll come back to reality and then spill and then go away.
Yeah. I said there's a dark dimension.
Yeah.
Well, he said he was working and sleeping in the factory for months on end. Like, he just wasn't going home. You can't do that. As a human being, you can't work that much.
Yeah.
I feel like. Mm-hmm. No.
But that's why he's a billionaire and you're breast.
Yeah. you see, people like Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Like, them man like Ronaldo, Jordan, they're literally...
They're wired differently.
They're wired in a way where
they don't know what rest is. They're always working, obsessed.
I think I was reading one story about how the Real Madrid players, they said they came back from a Champions League game.
Yeah.
And then Ronaldo was grabbing Bearman, like, it was like 3 a.m. Yeah. He's like, yo, we're taking an ice bath. And he said he grabbed one, yeah, and everyone felt bear bad for not going, so he grabbed about eight men followed him. bro, I can't lie, if that's me, 4 a.m. just touched down, I'm like, you man, be safe.
Yeah.
This ball thing's not really it. This ball thing's...
Ball ain't no slap like that.
It does not slap.
That's that peer pressure. That's
but anyway, it's come to the end of the show, you know. What was this episode?
22.
Been a pleasure.
Sometimes we don't even know which one. We just come and be vibing, bro.
Literally.
Yeah, it's therapy.
Use the hashtag AOT pod. Let us know what you think.
Also, when you guys drop it, yeah, at the studio position, we can do the same thing with our
SMP. Okay. We don't really drop on Insta.
No Twitter.
Oh, you got Twitter?
Speakerbox UK, B.
Alright, cool. We drop that in.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. You know, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening, people.
Thank you for listening.
Love.